And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking about fire preparedness as we head into another fire season, and the dry conditions in the Motherlode could make it a busy season. And with us to talk about those tips and what you need to do and how to prepare are Dory Beats with Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Chief Nick Cashy with Tuolumne County Unit of CAL FIRE, he's the unit chief, and Tuolumne County Fire Chief. And then we have Captain Dave Vasquez with Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. Start with you, Chief Kasich, and talk about some of the upcoming events that people can go to be able to talk to experts like all of you and find out exactly how to prepare. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So on May 3rd, myself and Dory Beats, as well as a representative from our Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department or Sheriff's Office, we're going to be going before the board as a presentation to communicate the things that our agencies do collectively prior to fire season in preparation for the upcoming fire season. So with that, just an opportunity to speak to the electeds on exactly what's going on when the smoke's not in the air, that we're doing to ensure that when it is, we're prepared 100%. We're hoping also that our constituents can tune in and be able to get the same level of communication and understanding, and then also just generate a better awareness as to the things that we're doing preparedness-wise to help hedge the bets the best we can should we get unwanted fires this summer.
Now, I know you guys had a meeting last week with fire and emergency response leaders to discuss preparations for this fire season, and one of the things that came out of that was staffing and not having enough. How is that looking as we get closer to the fire season?
Yeah, speaking for CAL FIRE, our staffing levels are looking very good right now. In fact, we have bolstered staffing through budgetary augmentations at the state level going into this fire season, which includes 22 additional firefighters to be spread out through the 22 frontline engines we have between both Tuolumne and Calaveras County, an additional firefighter hand crew that will be out of the Sonora Fire Center right there across from the fairgrounds. And then an additional exclusive use Type 1 helicopter will be located at Columbia Air Attack Base that will respond in addition to our CAL FIRE Hawk for wildland fires, not only in the unit, but statewide.
And Dory, now there's another meeting coming up that's quite important as well. And this is June 4th, and that's where it's at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. And that's where people can actually be there, be present, and ask their questions, correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. We did this community wildfire preparedness town hall last year virtually, but now that restrictions have been lifted, we will be doing this in person June 4th down at the fairgrounds. We will have presentations by the different agencies and entities talking about, and to the public specifically, about things that we can do to prepare, resources that are available prior to, what happens during and even after. So we're pretty excited about having this event. So there will be a group of individuals who will present, but there will be a lot of booths that will be there as well, talking about how you can become a volunteer, how you can sign up for emergency alert, how you can be a part of a ham radio neighborhood networking, whether or not you want to join in on a FireWise community and learn how to be a greater defensible space community amongst your neighborhood. We'll have animal control there, of course, the sheriff, fire, other folks that will be a part of it. And we're really excited. And it's a great opportunity to open up. And those interested who want to learn about ways to better prepare for wildfire season can do so and come meet with us on June 4th. Starts at 10 a.m.
That sounds like something that someone can go to and get all the information they need. And speaking of information, I want to make sure that we talk about getting your sources that are reliable. I know when I first got here and we had the RIM fire, social media played a big role in that. And there was a lot of people on Facebook that were saying at the time that community of Tuolumne was being evacuated. And we were like, we're not hearing that, not here at the radio station. And so we kept reporting out that it's not being evacuated. So tell me, in terms of getting reliable information and communication, Captain Vasquez, where do you recommend people go?
So communication is always going to be a challenge, especially when we're dealing with emergency management. I would say that whichever avenue of information is going to work better for our multi-generational population, whether that's radio. I know that just in the last fire that we had, my Motherlode was posting over 36 updates via the website and also over 100 updates over their three radio stations. I mean, that's over 300 updates, and know that we are communicating continuously with them. So those are all valuable resources. Also, also,
we were busy.
Everyone was very busy in those days. If you're an avid follower of social media, the sheriff's office, Facebook, Instagram, also fire partners, especially during a critical incident, because they are constantly updating that. Finding those reliable means of communication are going to be important. We learned a lot from Rimfire in 2013, where there was a lot of false information that was going out, and it created a lot of panic. It created a lot of issues for people, especially folks that were having to deal with evacuating livestock. So we really stress that making sure the information is true and correct, always be aware, make sure the source is credible, especially if you're receiving notifications from Everbridge. You heard Ms. Beats talk about that earlier. And pay attention to what the message actually says. Listen to the full recording. If you're getting the text on your phone, make sure you pay close attention to what numbers it's saying to call. The Office of Emergency Services at the county level is always supporting us, where they open up additional lines for people that need special assistance as well. Because the one thing that we always try to prevent when clear communication is, please refrain from calling 911 for an information type call.
Right.
Because we do experience people that are calling 911 because they legitimately are in danger and they legitimately need our first priority of resources. And I know that it can be very tempting when somebody receives a piece of information that's worrisome to them and it's tempting to want to call 911 to ask questions. Remember that 911 is for emergencies only, and it is very possible to crash the communication center. We experienced that in Washington Fire as well. We had issues where the mobile networks were crashing because so many people were trying to access the network at that time. So we just want to reiterate that people pay attention to the sources of their information. Those are all great sources that I just listed. And
yes, you heard it from Captain Vasquez. He said, tune in to the three radio stations here at Clark Broadcasting and mymotherlode.com.
That's exactly what I said. Yes.
All right. And we are about out of time, but I wanted to ask each one of you to give your final, what would you say if you only had one sentence to tell someone how they need to prepare for fire season this year? We'll start with you, Captain Vasquez.
I would say that we need each other. We need the partnerships. Look after each other. Stay informed. Be ready and help each other out, because we're in it together.
Chief Cashy?
I would advocate that people go to readyforwildfire.org and educate themselves on the Ready, Set, Go terminology, as well as all the subcategories that can best prepare them for the upcoming fire season.
And Dory?
Be a part of our emergency alert notification system and have some individual responsibility. Help us and be a part of the solution. Be ready so that we can help each other.
All right. Our guests have been Dory Beats with Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Chief Nick Cashy, TCU CAL FIRE Unit Chief, Tuolumne County Fire Chief, and Captain Dave Vasquez with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you, listener, for joining us as well. And we hope you got some very pertinent information for you as wildfire season is coming up. So it's very important to make sure that you are prepared and you have a plan. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We hope you'll join us for another edition of Motherlode Views next weekend.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.